My guest today on Piano Jazz is Christopher Ziemba, a recent graduate of the esteemed Eastman School of Music. He's already a highly acclaimed jazz and classical pianist, conductor, composer, and arranger. And as if that were not enough, he's earned an Emmy and been a guest on the David Letterman Show. And today he's my guest. Boy, I'm out of breath. You must have started very young. In fact, you did. You were 7, according to this, what I read.
I was 7 when I first really, I think, began getting serious about piano. I hadn't really started playing until, I started when I was about 3, I guess. Ever as soon as I could see over top of the keys, I could just start hitting on the piano. And then when I was about 4, I began to pick out some melodies according to my parents. This is all what my parents tell me. Then they started getting me lessons. And I don't think I really started enjoying it until I was, 7 or so, until I was about that age. And then it just took off from there for me. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
And you played with the Buffalo Philharmonic?
Ah, yes. I began writing my own compositions, and I played one of them called Waltz of the Butterflies with the Buffalo Philharmonic.
This is when you were 7?
Yes.
Well, did anybody at home play as well as you?
No one played piano. No, my father was a percussionist, and it was his love for music, and he brought me up listening to all sorts of stuff, and that was that I think really got me going in the music field.
But to actually be writing stuff at 7, I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You knew what to write?
I love writing. I don't know what exactly inspired it. I don't know what made me want to start writing, but it's something that I'm hoping that I can always do until who knows. So
then did you take lessons, or were you already taking lessons?
No, I had already been taking lessons. I started around the age of 4 with a local teacher named Sue Vasquez, and then I believe I studied with her all the way until either end of middle school or beginning of high school when I switched to one of the piano faculty at the SUNY Fredonia campus in western New York. At Eastman, the main professor of jazz is Harold Danko, and so I've studied with him. Yeah, he's a great guy, and as far as my classical studies go, I studied with a man by the name of Vincent Lenti, and he taught me a lot about classical piano, and I was really happy to be able to study with him at the same time. So that's what I like to do. I like to try to continue classical piano and jazz piano at the, because they're so interrelated.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely. So any chance I get to further both, I'll take it. So
well, I would love to hear you do something now. Maybe jazz, maybe classical.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
I'd love to. I think I'll play Dream Dancing for you.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Yes, it is.
I want to ask you something. You were on the David Letterman show. I'm envious. That must have been exciting.
Yeah, that was, gosh, that was a long time ago. That was when I was 11. That was before I even...
Why were you on?
Well, I'll tell you. I did a lot of composition when I was younger. This was before I really was exposed to jazz for the first time, so I'd just been strictly playing classical music and writing my own pieces for a string quartet, and I was taking some fundamental composition lessons as a third grader. I would drive out to Eastman, and there'd be a doctoral student there who would give me lessons. And so I amassed, you know, a pretty significant amount of compositional works, and they began to get some press coverage from, you know, local newspapers and stuff like that, which was, you know, it was cool to me, but I was a little kid. I had no idea what was going on. I just wrote the music. And to be honest, I'm not really sure how David Letterman, you know, how they found out about me, but it was kind of cool. I was featured on the show a little bit. It was a bunch of the skit was all about young talent. So they had some great violinists on there as well, and I believe there was also a genius mathematician or something to that effect. And I was the composer, and it was actually really fun for me because I got to do another skit where they dressed me up like Paul Schaefer, the band leader, and they gave me his ridiculous sunglasses and this crazy purple suit, and I was out there standing playing with the band, and the idea was that Paul Schaefer got fired and then I was his replacement.
as Paul Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. That was my first experience in New York City too, so that's started the love for the city, I guess.
Well, you've got to do that show again and just be you.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Sure.
What do you think about another tune?
Oh, I'd love to play something else. What do you think? One of my favorite tunes of all time is Nobody Else But Me, and I don't hear a lot of people playing that.
Oh, that's
that,
a good tune.
Great. Well, maybe I could play that for you?
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh, great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.